for a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week. Let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number one, Pat. The final four players were announced this past Tuesday for the upcoming President's Cup next month, October, in Harding Park Golf Club in San Francisco. Freddie Couples, the American captain, picked Lucas Glover and Hunter Mahan. And they were, points-wise, they were the first player that missed the cut and the third player that missed the cut. Of course, top 10 players in points make the automatically, and then two captains' picks. Glover was 11th in points, the first player that missed the cut, and then Hunter Mahan was 13th in points. So those picks tend to make a lot of sense. Greg Norman, meanwhile, the international captain, went with 17-year-old phenom Yo Ishikawa. And then I want to hear your take first on this, because I'm certainly I have strong opinions about this. His second captain's pick was Adam Scott for the international team, who has gone in ranking this year from fourth in the world all the way down to 53rd. Pat, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, first off, I don't have a problem with Ishikawa. I think, you know, you throw a young guy in there, you know, he probably is feeling no pressure. He will probably do pretty well. So I don't have an issue with that. But like you said, Adam Scott would probably admit himself that he shouldn't be picked. And I would actually thought there might have been some trepidation on his part to accept it, because he doesn't really want to embarrass himself. He has been playing horrendously, Russ, as we both know. And I'm surprised he accepted it. I would have thought Norman would have called him and said, look, I'm thinking of picking you, but, you know, if there's any kind of an issue here, you know, let's deal with it. And Adam Scott is, you know, probably should have said, hey, you're right. I just don't have it right now. You know, put somebody in there that, you know, is going to be able to help the team. So I'm surprised Adam Scott even, like, kept his name in it. But with that said, hey, you know, those types of things, Russ, when you get into, you know, a couple-day competition, if he can find anything, you know, Norman will look like a genius. But based on the past year and a half, I mean, Adam Scott's been a below-average golfer. So you're right. I think it might be a little bit of a hometown call. Rory Sabatini has every right to be PO'd about this one, and we'll just see how it plays out, but I think it's a mystifying call in a way.
Right, you're mentioning Rory Sabatini was number 11 for the Euros. He was or the world players, of course, not Euros. Everyone in the world except for Europe and America. That's the President's Cup international team, and Rory Sabatini was number 11 for the international team. He was Lucas Glover for the internationals, the first player that didn't make it automatically based on points. Sabatini won a couple months ago at the Byron Nelson Championship, but since then, you know, he hasn't been playing that well up until this week in Chicago at the BMW. After the Byron Nelson Championship, he's missed his last six cuts. No finishes better than 30th. Two of those six missed cuts were at the FedEx Cup playoff events, the first two. Yeah, I agree with you, Pat. Adam Scott, what a blatantly homer pick. Of course, Greg Norman's Australian. Adam is, of course, also Australian. There's the connection. I agree with you. I think he should have declined this selection. I had actually read about a month ago that Scott was considering having surgery on something. I can't remember what it was, and ending his season. But he's dropped, as I mentioned, to 53rd in the world rankings. He had a co-runner-up finish in January at the Sony Open. That's his best finish of the year on the PGA Tour. He's made the cut in only 6 of 16 starts since, and his best finish over that time is a tie for 33rd. You mentioned Sabatini. He would have been a better pick. Jeev Milka Singh would have been a better pick. KJ Choi, Stephen Ames, those are all the players that were 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th in the point standings. But, you know, I also have a little bit of a problem with one of Freddie Couples' picks. Now, not Glover. Glover was a lock. He won the U.S. Open at Bethpage. He's also had four other top fives this year on the PGA Tour. But to me, you know, Hunter Mahan, not a total head-scratcher, but I think there were some better alternatives. Brian Gay was 12th in the points. You know, Freddie Couples skipped over Gay. He took Glover at 11 and then skipped over Gay and took Hunter Mahan at 13. Hunter Mahan has not won in 3 years on the PGA Tour, and he's only got that one career win, 2007 Travelers Championship victory. To me, Pat, Hunter Mahan is one of the most overrated players on the PGA Tour. To me, he's like Stuart Sink, what Stuart Sink was 3 and 4 years ago. Now, Sink has validated his existence on the PGA Tour last couple of years. He won an event last year. This year, he won his first major at the British Open. But Stewart Cink, for years, had just been a guy that was top-10-ing it, top-20-ing it, week in and week out, making a ton of money and not winning. To me, Hunter Mahan is now the current-day Stewart Cink. I'm not saying Brian Gay should have been the pick. I mean, Hunter Mahan does have a lot of team experience. He played on the Ryder Cup last year, but certainly Brian Gay could have been a better selection. Scott Verplank could have been a better selection. Nick Watney has won this year. Dustin Johnson has won this year. Ryan Moore has won this year. Heath Slocum has won this year. Mahan's a guy who hasn't won since in over 2.5 years.
Well, Russ, I really hadn't thought about that much, but you make an excellent case for any of those other guys. I think, you know, what Couples was doing was basing a lot of his decision on Mahan's performance in the Ryder Cup, which was decent last year. Maybe, you know, he was great in the locker room or something. There must be some intangible there that Freddie's going on to select Hunter, because, like you said, he hasn't won that much, and a guy like Brian Gay has had two, you know, big time, almost Tiger Woods types wins in terms of margin this year. It does kind of irk me in a way that, you know, guys, you know, who might not be quote unquote in the club, you know, where, you know, there's 15 guys on the PGA Tour that are, you know, just sort of part of the inner circle of guys who get picked for things, and a guy like Brian Gay just might not be, you know, in that clique. Couples might not know him that well or whatever, but I just, you know, I understand a lot of the things that go into the captain's picks and, you know, why you pick a guy over another guy, but when you're picking 11 and 13 and you skip over 12, where 13 is not some established, you know, Ryder Cup, President's Cup, or veteran, you know, player, you know, at some point you got to get these other guys involved in these team things that, you know, you just don't. Brian Gay might be an awesome, you know, match play player and or you know, Ryder Cup, President's Cup player, but you're never going to find out if you just keep picking the same guy. So I kind of agree with you now that I've heard your explanation of it, you know, that Freddie might have been better served either picking Brian Gay or like you said, Dustin Johnson, or even Verplank, somebody that's had some success over the last, you know, couple years.
And, Pat, I like your point that you maybe cultivate the crop of American players. If it's close, maybe go with a guy that hasn't had a shot. And that way you're...
Yeah, I mean, I understand what the harm is if the guy gets in there and he's a disaster, but at the same time, you're not going to know that until you give these guys a chance to play.
I think your idea is perfect. I liked it a lot. Cultivate it, spread the wealth, give guys, if it's close... Give other guys a chance. They get experience. Then all of a sudden you've got multiple Americans that have experience. And then 2 years from now, whichever of those guys is playing best, you pick him, and he's got experience. When it's close, giving it always to the guys that have been there before, then you're narrowing your field of talent. All right, topic number two. PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham said this past Wednesday, any increases in prize money will be flat over the next decade on the PGA Tour, and yet he didn't seriously consider reducing purses during the economic downturn, but everything's going to stay status quo, no increases, no decreases for perhaps the next 10 years. Pat, your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, what Fincham might be doing is just setting himself up that if there are any increases, either with increased ad revenue or corporate sponsors coming back or whatever it is, then he'll look like, you know, a hero because he said, well, we didn't expect, you know, anything for the next decade, so I was able to somehow finagle whatever out of our sponsors or our ad guys or whatever. So I think, you know, that might be a little bit of a you know, political type ploy by the commissioner to say, you know, hey, let's just not expect anything over the next decade, and then if we get anything, it'll be great. So, you know, how can you project over 10 years what's going to happen? Hey, if he would have said next year might be a little flat or 2 years, you can understand that. But trying to project something over 10 years I think is a little disingenuous. I just think Tim's basically trying to set it up that if it ends up being better, then he can take the credit. If it ends up being a little worse, then he can probably say, well, I told you it was going to be flat,
right,
and, you know, it ended up worse. But it shouldn't be worse.
I mean, at
the very least, you should be able to get better.
Right. I don't have any problem with staying status quo, keeping things level, and not increasing purses, because most tournaments have incremental increases in their purses year after year built into their contracts. But some of those stipulations have been modified because of the economic situation that we're in right now. So I don't have any problem remaining flat. I'm surprised that the term that he mentioned mentioned, is a decade. Now, a related story, Sports Business Journal reporting that the PGA Tour's financial reserves have lost more than 25% of their value over the last year because of the slide in the stock market. So they are suffering pretty much the same rate that most people are with their 401ks and IRAs, you know, a 25 to 30% decrease over the last year. Okay, third and final topic, and of course I'm joined by Pat Rooney Jr., who, as you can hear, is in an airport getting ready to fly back to South Florida after a weekend in New York. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Now, this one, this is a fun topic. This is kind of a fun topic and a little bit of a hair-raising topic for the third and final topic. The LPGA players are set to bear all in the ESPN magazine photo shoot next month. ESPN, the magazine publishers, are producing a themed issue celebrating the athletic body. Now all athletes from all different sports, male and female, will be posing nude in this ESPN magazine issue. Tour members Sandra Gal, who is pretty attractive. She's a former Florida Gator. She's actually a European that played college golf at Florida, and she is a rookie this year on the LPGA Tour. Anna Grezebon, and the third of these three LPGA Tour pros, Christina Kim, will appear nude with critical parts covered by golf-related props in next month's ESPN the magazine issue. Pat, your thoughts.
Where do you want me to go with this one, Russ? I don't really know those other girls, but obviously I know Christina Kim, and I know she's a free spirit and all that. But Russ, she's even though she's lost some weight, she's admitted that she's, you know, a fun girl, and you know, she joked about her muffin top at the Solheim Cup a couple weeks ago. And do we really want to? Again, I'm trying to be politically correct here, but do you really want to see Christina Kim nude? I don't have any problem with her being flamboyant and with the makeup and the nails and everything else. That's fine. But if they're going to do this, I mean, I don't think it'd be too hard of a call to get Natalie Galbis to do it.
Oh, please, for the love of God.
And then you're talking it's going off the charts if they can get her involved.
Right.
But, I'm not sure if I'm going to be too hyped up to see Christina.
Yeah, if the theme of the magazine is nude athletes and you're going to have some LPGA Tour players in there, how the hell was Natalie Galbis not included, or Anna Rawson, or any of the hotties on the LPGA Tour? You're exactly right, Pat. I'm about to lose my breakfast thinking of Christina Kim's nude body. So we'll just leave it at there because I don't want to regurgitate half my breakfast. But that was another episode of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you, as always, by PGA National Resort and Spa. Patrick Rooney Jr., my esteemed co-host, safe travels to you, my friend, as you're about to board a jet plane, and don't know when you're going to be back again, but we do know you're coming back to South Florida momentarily, so I'll see you back in South Florida probably tomorrow or the next day. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Russ. Talk to you.
All right, there he is, Pat Rooney Jr., my esteemed co-host, joining me live from New York at either LaGuardia or JFK or perhaps from New Jersey at Newark, right? Isn't the Jersey airport in Newark, is it? I think it is. Anyway, that's the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you, as always, by PGA National Resort and Spa.